Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning as we greet all listeners of Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading is in Luke chapter 4, verse 13, no, Numbers chapter 22, verse 2 to 5. And we are reading with NIV translation. Verse 13, it says, when the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until the opportune time. Now, another translation, it says he left him for a season. Now, we understand, Guti, this was about Jesus Christ after the enemy has tempted him. And the angels, they came to minister to him. And the Bible tells us that the enemy, the devil, left him only for a season. What do we learn from there is that the enemy... My hambile, uinqobile, akadeli, uyaphinde ayostrategize, eze ngenye indlela kithi, siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Yiko lokho umpostoli uPauli ethi, no wonder for even Satan disguises himself as the angel of light. The enemy, when he comes again, he comes in disguise as the angel of light. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje, reading the scripture again, lapha ku Numbers 22, elithi the Israelite traveled to the plains of Moab and camped along Jordan, across Jericho. Now Balak, son of Zippor, saw all the Israelites had done to the Amorites, and Moab was terrified because there were so many people. Indeed, Moab was filled with dread because of the Israelites. The Moabites said to the elders of Midian, the hood is going to lick up everything around us, as an ox licks up the grass of the field. So Balak, son of Zippor, who was the king of Moab at that time, sent messengers to summon Balaam, son of Beor, who was at Peto near the river in the native land. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. We understand that we have read this scripture previous weeks ago. Manje, we are repeating it again. Ngegama lika Jesu. Manje, this morning, uma sibheka ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi uBalak wabona ama-Israeli and he saw what they have done to the Amorites. Manje, see, I understand ukuthi Israel, when he came out of Egypt, the Bible tells us that he defeated Og, the king of Basham, and he defeated Sion, the king of Amorites, and they took their land by occupier. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje, this is what ayenza ukuthi uBalak abe nokwesaba ekhumbula ukuthi laba benzeni kuma Amorites. And we understand not only him, siyakhumbula noRahab uma kufika amaspayi wathi uRahab kuwe, sizwile ngoNkulunkulu wenu into ayenzile. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Meaning that the whole land, the whole place lapho was dread, was full of dread, besaba ngokuthi bezile ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenzeni. Manje, here when we look at this, you saw ukuthi manje the elders, they went to the Moab, beyo convince ama Moab, beyo recruit ama Moab for them to come together and attack Israel. Manje, into engithanda ukuthi si understand ukuthi ama Midiani mebe bahamba bayo wa convince, beyo wa recruit. We remember ukuthi bangcwele ama Midianites, they had clans njengoba no Israel had different tribes. Manje sikhumbula ukuthi ama Midianites and the ama Midianites in the book of Genesis, abantu abenza njani, they are the sons zika Abraham according to Genesis chapter 25. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoKheturi. Manje uma sikhumbula even ku Genesis 37, uma uJosepha elahlelwa emgodini, the Midianites were them who took uJoseph out of emgodini, baba bamthengiselwa kuma Ishmaelites. And when we look at these two tribes, ama Ishmaelites and the Midianites and uIsrael, these were related according to Abraham. Ngani ngoba siyazi uIshmaeli, ama Ishmaelites were the descendants ka Ishmaeli umntana ka Hagar, and the Midianites were the descendants is Keturi, is Abraham or Keturi, and Israel siyazi bangcwele ukuthi bababo beku Jacob. Hallelujah. Manje ama Midianites, they were always involved kwinto ka-Israyeli. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. But it means there was a certain clan eyayi involved njengoba the Median aspect they had a different clan. Njengoba sibona indaba ka-Sisera ukuthi uJayeli owabulala uSisera. She was ubekumakoti wa seMidiana. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. And she was a Canaanite, a Midianite, but a Canaanite clan. Kwakuwabangane bakaSisera, but she chose ukuthi ameno Israeli. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Siyakhumbula ukuthi uMoses naye uma ephumile eGibhithe ebaleka wahamba wohlala eMidiani for 40 years. Ubabazala wakhe kunguJethro waze wazala nabantwana. Even ukhumbula, siyakhumbula ukuthi uZipora, he even circumcised one of the sons uma uNkulunkulu ebezobulala one of the sons zikaMoses endleleni. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. These people were so much attached, they were so much near kwiplani likaNkulunkulu ngo-Israelites. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. And we remember ukuthi there was a time uJethro, he went to administer uMoses emtshela nge-administration ukuthi enze njani ukuthi akwazi ukulida abantu. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. And the Bible tells us even in that chapter ukuthi uJethro and the elders of Israel, they broke bread before God. Manje sibona lana bangcwele, after all these years, siyambonga uNkulunkulu, se ubani this man uvukela ukuthi ayoba recruiter ukuthi bakwazi kwenzani to come against Israel. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, one thing bebengayazi ukuthi umbhali weProverbs chapter 3 uverse 25 to 26 uthi, do not be afraid of sudden fear nor of onslaughter of the wicked when it comes for the for the Lord will be your confidence and he will keep your feet from being caught. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Singabosaba uma abantu besihlanganyela besivukela ngani, ngoba uNkulunkulu uzoza. He is our confidence and he will keep our feet from being caught. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sesibonile irelationship yama Midiana no Israeli, nalaba manje abayo recruiter amaMidiana for them to stand against Israel. Lana in these verses, we never saw irresponse yabo abayenzile eyenza ukuthi they never responded kwi recruitment yalama elders ka Balak. But what they did uBalak, he went to Balaam. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Elithi izwa uNkulunkulu, he went to Balaam, the son of Beor, who was from Peto near the river in the native land. Manje, this place iPeto is present day ebizwa ngokuthi Syria. Thina siyazi njenge Syria. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu in this present age. Manje, he went there to go and recruit uBalaam, who was siyambonga uNkulunkulu, ebe magician, ebekwazi ukuqalekisa. Uyabona uBalaam, the way ebemubi ngakhona, uyamthola in the Bible, in the New Testament and in the Old Testament. Uyamthola uma ufunda ilento yama-Israelites, kuma scriptures ama-Israelites. Uyamthola, siyambonga uNkulunkulu, emqulweni wama-Jewish. They even mention him emqulweni wama-Jewish. I understand even nama-Muslim somewhere, they do mention him. Manje, he was an evil man. Okwaziyo upronounce a curse. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu, ukuthi izinto zenzakale. But we understand ukuthi uNkulunkulu wamtshela ukuthi ungayilapho. Ngani, ngoba ngibobusisile laba bantu. Uyabona manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, uNkulunkulu uma ebusisile into, no one can curse it. Uma uNkulunkulu eqalekisa into, no one can bless it. Ngani, ngoba sibona nakwina Genesis, lapha abantwana bakaNoah uma bephuma from the ark beyi-3, God bless them. And seke babusisile, lithi zikaNkulunkulu lo munye, one of the sons zikaNoah, siyambonga uNkulunkulu, uHem owabona ubuze bukayise Uma uNkulunkulu eqalekiswa uyem azange uqalekiswe yena waqalekiswa kanana. The reason yokuthi kungakwazanga uqalekiswa yena is because already he was blessed uNkulunkulu. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje even nezwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kuncwadi liyazakha lithi isiqalekiso asihlale emntwini kungesizathu. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. And lapho even zifanisa nenyoni ethile. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi ifana nenyoni ethile mayihleli. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje mayihlala inyoni siyakhumbula ukuthi ayivele ihlale inokuhlala nokunyakaza. Manje kunjalo nesiqalekiso masithunyele sihlala siloku sinyakaza sibheka ukuthi singahlala na bese masibona ukuthi asikwazi ukuhlala siyasuka. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma sibheka ke ukuthi uthe make ehluleka ukuthi manje asebenzise amamidiana bahluleka makaseya kubhalamu. Ubhalamu watshela uNkulunkulu ukuthi ungabaqalekisi. Sebekwenzile konke lokho, ubhalamu seke ibona imali yakhona. Lithi kaNkulunkulu waqhubeka ngeziqalekiso wakha i-altara abayenza abaslothara about 14 animals in the altar. Bazama ukupronounce the curse azange yenzakale. They built another altar. They slaughtered about 14 animals. Azange yenzakale. They built another altar, the third altar, which they divided into 7. They tried to pronounce the curses. Azange zenzakale. Until uNkulunkulu wenza ukuthi emlonyeni kaBhalamu kuphume izibusiso aze asho ukuthi wena Israeli awuloyeki aze akhulume futhi ngokubona waze wabona noJesu Kristo. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Wabona nokuza kukaJesu Kristo, haleluya, khona lapho kulo prophecy yakhe. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele sithola ukuthi uma behluleke kuko konke lapho sebehlulekile ngayo yonke into abayenzile. Instead seke bone lapho uthi athi I see him but not now, behold him but not near. A star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel. He will crush the foreheads of Moab, the skulls of all the sons of Sheth. Hallelujah. Bheka manje ubona uJesu Kristu bangcwele, ubona inkanyezi. A star will come out of Jacob, engu Jesu Kristo. A scepter will rise out of Israel, which is Jesus Christ himself. Ngani ngoba uhlulekile manje ukuqalekisa, instead emlonyeni wakhe kwaphuma amazwi akahle. Hallelujah. Manje ukukhona lapho bangcwele ekhuluma futhi yena uBhalamu ethi God brought them out of Egypt, they have strength of a wild ox, they do a hostile nation and break their bones in pieces with their arrows, they pierce them like a lion, they crouch and lie down like the lioness, who dares to rouse them. May those who bless you be blessed, and may those who curse you be cursed. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Sekeveza lokhu ukuthi Israel, may those who bless you be blessed, may those who curse you be cursed. Manje thina we must remember that we are the Israelites of God in Christ Jesus. Whoever curses us will be cursed. Whoever blesses us will be blessed. Ngani ngoba we are the heirs of Abraham by faith in Christ Jesus. Elithi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi yamaGalathiya uma uJesu Kristu efa esiphambanweni ukufa kwehlazo abantu bezizwe baba nabo. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu, bathola izibusiso zikaAbraham ngoKristu Jesu ngokuthi afike ukufa kwehlazo. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni uma sibona istrategy seenemy sekehlulekile, ebona ukuthi laba sengihlulekile, manje wenza esinye istrategy. Uyazi wasebenzisani? Wasebenzisa mama wabo. Wathatha ihistory yalaba bantu ngoba amaMoabites, they were the descendants ezikaLot, they were the nation ezeza ngenxa yani yeseduction when indodakazi kaLot isajusa ubabakhe and kwazaleka the Moabites. So the devil knows the past yomuntu and will take your past and use it against you. Wathatha their past ukuthi these people they are the result of seduction and I'm going to use their the result of their subjection to seduce Israel. Njengoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lishela lapha kwincwadi khana kaNumbers chapter 25, lithi while Israel was staying in Shatim, the men began to indulge in sexual immorality with the Moabite women, who invited them to sacrifice to their gods. The people ate and bowed down before these gods. So Israel joined in worshipping the Baal of Pul, and the Lord's anger burned against them. The Lord said to Moses, take all the leaders of these people, kill them and expose them in broad daylight before the Lord, so that the Lord's fierce anger may turn away from Israel. So Moses said to Israel judges, each of you must put death those of your men who have joined in worshipping the Baal of Pul. Then the Israelites men brought the family of the Midian women right before the eyes of Moses and the whole assembly of Israel while they were weeping at the entrance of the tent of the meeting. When Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw this, he left the assembly, took a spear in his hand and followed the Israelites into the tent. He drove the spear through both of them, down the Israelites and into the woman's body. Then the plague against Israelites was stopped, but those who died in the plague numbered 24,000. So we see ukuthi indaba ye plague ayiqali namhlanje. The Bible tells us ukuthi there was a plague. There was a virus, thina namhlanje sithi virus. There was a plague eyenzeka ngani ngoba bengenzanga kahle phambi kuNkulunkulu. But let us see this. This was the devil himself owenza ukuthi make ehluleka ukwenza ngale ndlela ayenzayo, wacabanga esinye strategy ukuthi yini angayenza ukuthi baze balabantu bagcine babe yilento kufanele ukuthi babe yiyo, baqalekiseke ngoba baqalekiseki. But manje wasebenzisani? Wasebenza le sexual immorality. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Yiloko namhlanje bangcwele ayenzayo emabandleni ethu namhlanje. Sibona izinto ezifana nalezo, inceku zikaNkulunkulu ziwa ngale nto le. Uthola ukuthi kuma television kuhlazwa igama lika Jesu ngeyinceku zikaNkulunkulu ezenza the very same sin. Ngani? Ngoba the devil knows ukuthi yinto yabawisa abantwana bakaIsrayeli ukuthi baqalekise. Manje yini angayenza nanamhlanje ukuthi manje akuqalekiseke ibandla, ibandla likhulumeke kabi? He's using the same strategy asenza ngaleso sikhathi. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoba namhlanje kuyashadwa, kuyadivosa, kushadana phakathi, kuyathandwana phakathi ebandleni, kushadana phakathi, kudivosana phakathi, kwenza zonke lezo zinto. And akekho umuntu okhuluma lutho. Ma uqala uthi uyakhuluma kuthiwa wena ujaja abantu, wena umubi. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje uma sibheka le into bangcwele ukuthi uSathane unestrategy sakhe, wabona ukuthi la uhlulekile ukuthi abaqalekise, wazama ini? A sexual morality esibonayo namhlanje kuyona ehluphayo ebandleni. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Kufanele sishadise abantu sekudala abalalana. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje kuyenzeka izinto ezifana nalezi namhlanje. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sibheke nendaba bangcwele eka Davide. Hallelujah. Masibheke indaba kaDavide ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uDavide ngelinye lamalanga, siyambonga uNkulunkulu, wabala abantu bakaNkulunkulu elithi ku First Chronicle 21 ku verse 1, Satan rose up against Israel and incited David to take census esika-Israel. Manje this was another strategy uSathane senza ukuthi manje abhuqe u-Israyeli phansi, ukuthi manje uDavide angene enhliziyweni kaDavide. Njengoba lithi kaNkulunkulu, Satan rose up against Israel and incited David to take a census ku-Israel. Elithi kaNkulunkulu, into manje uDavide ayenza eyiphutha, not only kubala labo bantu, but he never followed the command kaNkulunkulu according to Exodus chapter 32 verse 12. Ngoba the command kaNkulunkulu wathi, when you take census of the Israelites to count them, each one must pay a ransom for his life at the time of counting. So people were never, they never paid the ransom for their life. That is why izibankulunkulu kwafa abantu abaningi. Ngani ngoba the Bible tells us, lapho ku First Chronicle 21 verse 1, that Satan rose up against Israel and incited David to take census to Israel. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Akagcini lapha, akagcinanga uSathane lapho bangcwele. Uyaqhubeka uSathane ngama-strategy akhe amaningi. Manje izwi likaNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje lithi the devil never gives up. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele, if the devil never gives up, ewile ekhatshole emhlabeni, ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lasitshela ukuthi bamlahlele bamkhabele emhlabeni. If the devil cannot give up, why thina singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu we do give up ezintweni? We don't need to give up. If the devil cannot give up, we don't need to give up. We've got more power than the enemy. Greater is he that is in us than he is in the world. Ngoba, we need to press on. We need to press until something happens. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyazi ukuthi ziningi izinto azenza nokuintiza uDavide ukuthi awele kuBathsheba. Izinto azisebenza ama-strategy esex. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Ekudinga ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sivule amehlo. May God help us. Bangcwele sisonke. We don't point fingers to anyone, but we are saying sisonke singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. The enemy uses one and the same weapon. Ayisebenzisa nangaleso sikhathi ngoba the devil never gives up. May God richly bless you. This is Apostle Gwen in Jesus' name. Amen.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.